Now, when I say you cannot be a healer, what I mean is that what you can do is to try to let people heal themselves through your words, through your actions, through you being present with your energy, with your feeling of peace, with your good intentions around. But you can never heal others. It's not medicine. Medicine is a different story. You can go to the hospital and they cut something out of your body and you basically your body become better in a sense that you wouldn't have as much pain as before, or you wouldn't have you wouldn't be disabled as before. But healing is a different story. Healing is not concerned really with the body in principle. It is concerned with what is behind the body, what is the source of all body activities, all body health, all body movements and strength and construction. And this is something very, very mysterious, which people normally call energy, but it's energy is just a very, very abused word, in my opinion, and I don't like to use it. So this very mysterious energy which is behind all body movements, construction, activities, and vitality and health, this is what the healing is concerned about. Once this mysterious energy is sorted out, everything else becomes sorted out. Especially the mind, the thinking power, the clarity of thoughts, the feeling of happiness and peace and love and all of that. So if you want to be a healer, don't call yourself a healer. Just think of it as a channel.